did you ask me to meet you here? It's freezing.
I want to have a picnic. It's the 9th month anniversary of us becoming friends.
Why don't we just go to the place?
I don't want to go to the place. It's musky and dark. I want to have a nice picnic. I made portobello mushroom sandwiches.
Put that thing away. Someone will see!
Way to go, Chuck! There was brie in there! And then it's a soft cheese!
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice of my heart.
Great! You shattered the macaroons!
Joffrey needs me!
What was that? My God! Mr. Jellyneck, what have I done? I've got to do the right thing. Hello, I'm Jerry Blank. 32 years ago, I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a boozer, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV. Did some overtime. But now I'm back in school. And though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same. Please don't let this be his face. Please don't let this be his face. Oh, my God. It's his face.
Oh, Jerry, you're doing chores. What's wrong?
Just Buffy the car, Mumsy.
Well, give me the keys. Derek is going to take me to the hospital.
Why?
Oh, Jerry, it's awful. Mr. Jelinek's head was struck by a car.
They say it tore his face clean off.
Gosh, that's too bad. Do they know who did it?
No, hit and run.
No suspects, no face.
They do know one thing. Only an animal would leave a crumpled, faceless man lying in the street.
Oh, Joffrey, your face. It was such a nice one. It fit your skull so well. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you. I was just so concerned that I ran home and hid for a while and then took my wife to dinner. Hang in there, Chief.
What's the situation? Who ran him down?
How should I know? I'm married.
If one of my teachers loses his face, I lose face. We've got to find the culprit. If he comes to, drill him for information. I've got to go see a student in the maternity ward.
Listen, Joffrey, I want to run. I'm sure this is just a scratch, okay? You keep your chin up.
I'm not entirely sure he has a chin.
Well, what's in there?
Well, that's anybody's guess. Came in quite a jumble. Because there was so much skull exposed, we just sort of hastily wrapped the whole kit and caboodle. But our next priority is to go back in and sift through the wreckage. It's going to be touch and go for a while. He could really use a loved one by his side right now.
Don't know who that could be. I'll ask my wife. Hey, Jerry, you want to sign this get well card for Mr. Jellyneck?
Okay, I'll sign it. I hope they do catch that horrible person, Orlando. Okay. How might they go about that?
I don't know. Find some small clue, like a hair sample or a fingerprint.
Hey, Jerry, what are you doing?
It's
lit!
I gotta go.
Hello. I'm Mr. Noblet, and I'll be taking over for Mr. Jellyneck until he recovers from his... whatever happened to him.
He got hit by a car.
I take your word on that. I wouldn't know. I was home that day hiding.
Oh.
Okay. Let's take a look at Mr. Jellyneck's lesson plan for today.
Let's see. The importance of truth in honest art.
Okay.
When you lie in art, you betray the beholder. And those lies, they eat at you from the inside. Like a snake coiled around your heart. All eyes in the back of the room.
What for?
Something I want you to see. Eyes in the back. Oh, Joffrey. Why? Why?
Okay, turn around. Okay. Okay, that's it for today. Good work, everybody. Why don't we make the rest of today free time? We'll do some silhouettes of faces. Eyes in the back. Eyes in the back. Oh, God. Those lips. Oh, those pillowy lips.
Now, Mr. Jelinek, you've been in an accident. I have a headache. What part of your head? The front. Well, that's promising. We didn't think his head had a front.
Unless it's a phantom thing.
Marcus, I understand you've located the mouth.
Yes. Well, let's not jump the gun. I'm not convinced it is his mouth. It could be his eye.
It's the mouth. It's where the sound is coming from, and the sound always comes from the mouth.
Well, all I know is that when we tried to feed him there, it winked at us. We have to find the face.
That's it for visiting hours. You'll have to leave, unless you're a family member or a lover.
Now look, you heard the woman. Family members are lovers. Now let's go.
Chuck, don't leave me twice. I need you.
Now, but what's he mean by that?
He's delirious. Sedate him. Oh, good, it's here.
What's that?
A plaster cast of the patient's head. It gives me something to work with without having to unwrap his head.
Look at that.
You know, it's hideous, I know.
No, where the chin should be. A tire track. We've got a lead. Now, but let's go.
Was young and gay. Gone are the days in cotton fields away. Gone to a place, a better place I know. I hear the voices calling, singing, old Black Joe. I'm coming, my head is hanging.
Thanks for coming to the vigil, Jerry.
Mr. Jellyneck's card. I'd like to sign it.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
No, no, please. I really want to do my part.
All right. Are you going to bring your mother's car to the car wash?
What are you suggesting? That there's blood and gristle to be scrubbed off?
No, Jerry, no, Jerry. Jerry.
You're the hit and run driver.
Yeah.
I want to try to recreate the accident so I can figure out the trajectory of the face. And I need a driver.
Oh, I don't know.
Good. Get in. Now, I want you to drive down the street like a crazed lunatic. For all our purposes, that is Jelinek's head. Destroy, Blake. Destroy! Damn! That's got a sting. Did you see that melon explode, Mike? Well, the melon's a lot stronger than average scum. What kind of inhuman maniac could wreak that kind of havoc and then just scoot away? Can you imagine, Blake? Can you imagine? Look at in her. Damn. That melon shattered all over the street. What does that tell us, Dobbit? Dobbit, why are you crying? Just a melon. Just a little old lonely melon. No other melons around, not a patch in sight. What's it doing out there? Why is it holding a picnic basket with two of everything? two portobello mushroom sandwiches, two macaroons. Who would abandon a faceless melon? Can you imagine how that melon must have felt, Nubbit? Can you imagine? Nubbit, where are you going? I can almost taste the impact.
Hi. I was just looking for my classroom. Is this it? Nope. This is Mr. Jelinek's class.
Mr. Jelinek's accident's a terrible thing.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And it's somebody's fault.
That's right, Jerry. Some very guilty person.
I wonder how that guilty person could get rid of that guilty feeling.
Well, they'd have to take responsibility for what they did and what they are.
Is there any other way?
God, I hope so.
It's just so hard for that person to say that thing. I'm guessing.
It's the hardest thing he's ever done.
He? Don't you mean she? Are you talking about you?
No. She. Are you talking about you?
No.
Well, then, I guess there's nothing more for us not to talk about. Bye.
See ya. Oh, what am I gonna do? Sure is getting leathery.
Will we be having sex tonight?
I don't think so.
Works for me.
Jerry.
Where?
Where?
Where's my face?
Means telling the world that I'm friendly, then so be it.
There has to be a way to give this face back that won't cause a lot of commotion.
Based on the spread of the head, the car must have been traveling at least 40 miles.
I have something to say!
Somebody's tied something hideous to a brick. Looks like an old moccasin. Good Lord, it's Jelinek's face. Albert, we found Jelinek's face. He's going to be fine.
You don't say.
Yes, now, what did you want to tell us?
Nothing. I was just looking for my classroom.
Is this it?
What? This is your office. I should go. Call my wife.
Describe the driver as best you remember.
I remember an older man with an oddly smallish head about the size of a coconut.
Mr. Jelinek has just had his face reattached and is going to teach from his hospital bed as part of his emotional rehabilitation. But please, prepare yourself. Do not cry out in terror as you gaze upon the grotesquely misshapen mass that was once his head. act natural. No matter how strongly your monkey reflexes might kick in, telling you to flee from terror. Now, I'll go see if he's ready. Sweet Jesus, protect me! What's this?
A police sketch artist.
Let's have a look at it. Sinister. How soon can we move on this?
You can have this framed and hung in your office within a week.
Good. Geoffrey, your class is here.
Welcome, class. How wonderful it must be for all of you to come visit me. I understand that Mr. Noblet is teaching my class. I guess that's something. Let's get started. Does anybody have any questions about last week's lesson?
Do they know who hit you?
No, that maniac is still on the loose. But why don't we try to focus on the assignment?
What were you doing in the street with a picnic basket? Were you waiting for someone?
Let's just say I was waiting for something that will never come.
Doctor, what's happening?
The face is rejecting the skull. Everybody else. We have to get him back to surgery. We may lose the face.
What's going wrong?
Well, 90% of his problem is medical, but the other 90% is mental. The face won't take unless he wants it to.
He needs some ray of hope.
Don't worry, Jelinek. We're having a benefit car wash, and I've got the tire track. We'll pin it on somebody.
Geoffrey, if you do what you need to do to get your face to take, I'll do what I need to do to tell everyone about our friendship.
The face is stabilizing.
Get him out of here and pack him with ice.
Stabilized. If you're in here, who's washing cars out there? We've got a face to pay for.
Cold outside. Couldn't we please stay in here?
Why? Chip doesn't have a problem going out.
Maybe we can put some clothes on.
What kind of car wash would it be without bikini-clad jeans? Not the moose!
Principal Blackman, we've got another car.
Chip, we'll take the tire. Come on, let's take it up, ladies. Let's go. Come on.
Derek, what are you doing here?
Getting the car washed, troll. I heard they got hot chocolate.
Boy, it sure looks cold out there.
Believe the face took, but we won't know for sure until the bandages come off.
Ladies, block the door with your budding femininity. Jelinek, got a bit of news that just might perk up that hideously scarred skull of yours. The name of the hit-and-run driver is...
I got something to say. I...
Derek Blake!
Knew it!
What?
It's a perfect match.
I didn't do it. It's my mom's car.
Possession is 9/10 of the law. Chip, take him away.
Get up. We wait him up.
You wait this crap.
Well, isn't that great news, Jelinek?
It's the second best thing I could have heard.
I have something to say.
9 months ago, my entire life changed after a chance meeting in a truck stop restroom. Geoffrey and I became friendlier than I ever thought imaginable. He befriended me repeatedly. Ever since, I've been afraid that those who aren't so friendly would find out about our friendship. But I'm not afraid anymore. I'm here to say that Geoffrey and I are...
Geoffrey! Your face!
I'm sorry. We did the best we could.
There should be some improvement once the puffiness goes down.
No, it's what he looks like.
Oh, well then, success.
Well, my face. My beautiful face.
Doesn't he look great, everybody? So naturally, what's your point? So you're friendly. Big deal. We're all friendly. It's not like you're a homo. You get married. You married with children.
That's right, I am. I should go give her a call. I gotta go. Chuck! Hey, great news about the face, Chief.
Well, that is that. We've got our comfort and you've got a face.
There is the little matter of the bill.
Oh, that's right. Ladies, let's see the cash. All of it. Don't make me put my rings on.
Most of all was that you should always take responsibility for your actions, unless you don't have to. Right, Mr. Noblet?
That's right, Jerry. Never let your conscience trick you into owning up to the truth when there's still some chance somebody might believe the lie. Right, Joffrey?
Whatever, Chuck. It may be an ugly world, but at least I have a beautiful face. Let's go, Jerry.
Up this late. Don't stop now. Late Night on Comedy Central continues next with Murder, Mayhem, and Mugu Gaipan on Strip Mall.